Kalim chapter 5, Mishnah 5, Musaf Fatana Shel Bale Batim, the additional part of a householder's oven. So what they used to do was to put a bit of clay on the top of the oven around the hole, almost like a rim of clay. So the question is, what is the status of that rim of clay? Is it considered part of the oven or not? And says the Mishnah Tahor, that piece of clay is considered pure, it's not part of the oven. It serves no special function and therefore is not considered part of the oven. But the shelt nachtoimin, but if that same rim of a baker's oven, tameh, is considered susceptible to impurity, because they would lean a spit onto that part of the clay when they were using it. And what's going on over here is that often the bakers in those days also sold meat, roasted meat. So the roasted meat on a spit, an iron spit, and they would lean it on top of this extra clay on top of the oven. And because it now had a use, the extra clay, it was now susceptible to impurity. Rabbi Yochanan Asandla Omer, he has a different reason. He agrees it's susceptible to impurity, but he says, "Mimnei shu eife boy kashu nidchak." He says that when the oven was full, a baker's oven was full, they sometimes even used, you know, the part that was encompassed by this rim, they would use that as also to bake. And if they were baking under pressure, that's what they would do. And therefore, he says, Rabbi Yochanan Asandla, that it is susceptible to impurity for that reason. Kayotzebo, and while we're on the topic, a similar kind of case, Musaf HaYoresh Shel Shokel Zaysim, the additional part of a vat of olive cookers. So this was a clay rim that they would put around the edge of a large pot. And they would do that, the olive cookers would do that to prevent the water boiling over. So says the Mishnah that is tameh, that is susceptible to impurity. It's considered part of the vat because the additional rim was used for cooking like the vat and therefore considered part of the vat. But if it was of a dyer's vat, meaning they boiled the wool in there with dye to color it, and often they would put this rim, this clay rim around the pot, says the Mishnah, that clay rim now is tahor, it is pure, meaning that it's not considered part of the pot. And the reason being that when you are dyeing wool with a color in the wool, you wouldn't want any of that clay to get into the wool and might spoil the color. And therefore they were very careful that it didn't boil over into that rim. And therefore the rim was considered not part of the pot when it came to dyeing wool, but it was considered part of the pot when it came to cooking up olives.